is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's going to wait until the last moment before issuing a decision about joining Israel in military strikes against Iran's nuclear program facilities.
Things change. I mean, especially with war. Things change with war. It can go from one extreme to the other.
Israel's military is warning people to evacuate the area around Iraq's Iraq heavy water reactor, part of the nuclear program southwest of Tehran. Meanwhile, there are some Americans who would like to leave Israel but are finding that difficult with air and seaports shut down.
The State Department said that U.S. personnel had begun departing Israel through a variety of means, given the embassy's authorized departure status. At the same time, the department said it had no announcement regarding assistance for private citizens who would like to depart, hours after U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee said that the embassy was working on evacuation flights and cruise ship departures. Olivia Gazis, CBS News, Washington.
Her case has generated intense public interest for 4 years, and today Karen Reed heard her verdict on second-degree murder charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. More from WBZ's Emma Friedman.
On day four of deliberations, Karen Reed is found not guilty of second-degree murder, manslaughter while under the influence of liquor, and leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. She was found guilty of operating under the influence of liquor.
Seven men have been charged in one of the largest jewelry heists in U.S. history.
The men allegedly robbed a Brinks truck of more than $100 million worth of gold and jewelry in Southern California 3 years ago. Federal prosecutors say the men followed the truck for more than 300 miles after it left the International Gem and Jewelry Show and made their move when the truck stopped at a rest area. The show's manager, Brandy Swanson, says some vendors lost everything.
It's their whole life. Some of these people are completely done at this point.
Several of the men are suspected in other robberies. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New research published in Earth System Science Data finds that time is running low for humans to curb carbon emissions before the world's average temperature increases past key benchmarks. CBS News climate reporter Tracy Wolf has details.
More than 60 international scientists are now warning that the world's remaining carbon budget to keep global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius will be exhausted in 3 years if humanity continues at its current rate. If we hope to keep warming to 1.7 degrees Celsius, even that budget could be exceeded within 9 years. The scientists say temperatures have risen every year since the last major UN report on climate change was released in 2021.
Thunderstorms from the Appalachians into the Northeast tomorrow may be severe, with flooding and even some tornadoes possible. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!" My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Oh, these polymers aren't as flexible as Batch K3.
Researcher Laurie is stretched thin.
Did you get the vulcanization analytics from V66? Wait, are these rubber scores from last week?
She needs to hire new lab technicians so she can bounce back into her old self.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our matching platform lets you spend less time searching and more time connecting with candidates. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Self-driving taxis are coming to New York City. Here's Matt Piper.
Waymo has filed a permit for autonomous vehicle testing in the Big Apple. The company says it will begin testing next month, but with human drivers behind the wheel at first while the city reviews its application. The caveat, New York state law as it stands does not allow for operating a vehicle without a human behind the wheel. Waymo says it hopes to get that law changed. The vehicles with no one behind the wheel are already in places like Phoenix, Austin, and Los Angeles. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
The Twin Cities home where former Democratic Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were fatally shot Saturday was broken into overnight. Brooklyn police say the home had been boarded up early Sunday, but plywood covering the rear window of the home had been pried off last night and the window broken to gain entry. Family members had already removed some items of value, and they say they don't believe that anything was missing after the break-in. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I
Meteorologist Rodney Price, scattered showers and a few thunderstorms lingering through the overnight. Light northwest winds and morning lows will start off in the lower 60s. Now for your early morning hours, a few showers around, then gradual clearing, highs reaching the mid and upper 70s. Right now it's 67.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. I'll
see me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Come and take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come and get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way, I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way, I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Timeless hits, WRJN.
driver.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Thank you.
can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Such a feeling that my love, I can hide, I
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. We'll be right back.
to my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying?
She wants to live in the ride. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says he's not made a final decision about joining Israel and attacking Iran's nuclear program.